Psalm 119, verses 11 and verse 16. Thank you, Lord. I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. I'll read it again. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. We're getting into a week of teaching something very important on renewing of the mind. And we're speaking about how that the believer ought to renew the mind. Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2. We spoke about how that renewing of the mind will help the believer be able to prove what is acceptable, what is the good, what is the perfect will of God. But we're moving into another key activity I want you guys to start practicing. And whenever I read David's account, amazing man, I'm always blown away. But David is that man who sits in the night watches, beholding the word of the Lord, thinking on his word. Then he says, oh, how I delight in your word. Then he says, thy word have I hidden in my heart. It means I keep it every time. You know, some other versions say that I've hid the treasures of thy word in my heart. In Jesus' name, the eyes of your understanding this week into our discussions is going to how to delight in the statutes of the Lord. Amen. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin. Now, in present day conversation, the believer will not be the one that calls himself sinful, full of sin, because he now becomes the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But you see, there are things that God's word wants you to do that you don't do. And so you're going to learn to hide the word of God in your heart. You see, the word of God has a hand. He's a person. He's the word of God. In fact, before the presence of Jesus, the word existed. Jesus existed because, you know, he had to come in bodily form. But before everything happened, God was present and his word was present. He sent forth his word every time. It healed diseases. It brought life. It caused the creations of this world to form. So the word of God is actually God. So many times when we despise this activity I'm going to be teaching you throughout this week, there could be also reasons why there's dryness. Because he's that pulsating life, just like the Holy Spirit. So David says, your word have I hidden in my heart. You know, he also says that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The word of God. The word of God. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget. I will not forget. You know, there are certain times we seem to forget what his word says. But this week, I see people taking steps towards delighting in the word. Steps towards delighting. It's our second teaching of renewing of the mind. Because that's an activity that will bring to life what I'm communicating. You're going to start taking steps towards delighting in the word. Like David, you will say, I delight in your statuses. I want to hear your word. I want to read about your word. I want to read your word. I want to understand your word. I want to keep your word throughout the day in my mind. I want to keep it on my heart. I want to keep it on my lips. Let everything that comes out of me be your word. Let everything thoughts that flashes my mind be your word. Word of God. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. I can tell you that, you know, a very primary reason why many believers struggle is because they seem to forget the word. I think we're going to do this shortly, and I'm just going to read it in the Psalms, and I just want to take you through a practical season of meditation. So just get somewhere, and I'm going to read this to you. Just going to read 5 verses, and then I'll get into the teaching. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I heaped in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. My soul cleaveth unto the dust, quicken thou me according to thy word. Teach me thy statutes, O Lord, and I shall keep it unto the end. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against me. You think on this. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. That I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I treasured, that I might not sin against thee. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and bless God in this place. Go ahead and bless God in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. Oh, thy word have I hidden in my heart. Amen. Pretty short teaching, if I would call it. And we have been looking at the inward witness. We said that the inward witness is the witness of God's Spirit to facts presented to the Spirit or the human spirit. It either refutes, agrees to the facts presented towards it. We also got to see how that the witness is going to be coming from within, not from without. So there is a spirit that leads from within. You know, yesterday I found someone and got to talk to the fellow. Well, I got into hear instances like that, and she told me, Pastor, I want to share something with you. I said, okay, that's fine. She said, I was coming from somewhere and was walking past the gutter. Then I met this man who happened to stop me, like, hello. So she says, I hesitated to stop, but I mean, the persistence, it was more. So he came out of the gutter, and then he said, I want to share something with you. She said, okay. Then he starts to tell her things. She leaves the place confused as to whether to believe it or not to believe it. Now, I spoke to her and I told her, I said, okay, that's good, it's not wrong, but we must be careful. Let me tell you one thing. The believer is not just interested in the end point of whatever it is that is communicated. The believer should have interest in the source from which it is being communicated from. So, revelation is not exclusive to the ministry of the prophet. There are people who read palms, there's palmistry, there's astrology, there are divinative means of getting information. There are, you know, diverse means through which information could be gotten from the realm of the spirit. There are people who read the stars. People who flow with the use of familiar spirits. You know what familiar spirits are? They seem like the Spirit of God. They aren't. They look like that's it, but that's not it. They are familiar. And they look very normal. So, I told her, I said, you know what? The believer must not be moved by spooky instances. I've said this time in and time again. See, when I go outside and someone sees me, comes and say, God is going to, you're going to be, what? I'm very careful. Because I just don't receive anything that comes to me. In the spirit of humility, not in pride. I'm saying that because I know how God speaks. Right? He puts you within people. He sets you in their midst. Now, I'm not saying those things cannot be true. They can be true. But there should be some extra caution whenever you're dealing with situations like that. You know, there are people going around looking for so many spooky things to happen. That's wrong. So I had to advise her, I had to encourage her, I had to teach her God's word. And I told her, I said, same thing I'm telling you. Don't always look for externals. You will need to spend time training your spirit so that you can be led by the Spirit of God. If you really know me, you would almost think I'm not open to a lot of somebody even gave a direction on top, and the direction that I was given sounded like a certain malam something, and I was like, nope, the source, you need to be careful, right? So the believer gets into trouble when he looks for things that are without, not paying attention to the Spirit of God within him. He does not pay attention. He who does not pay attention to the Spirit of God within him is going to find himself looking for things on the external, looking for things outside. You know, sometimes you're just ear itchy. You want to hear something. You see, if you're in this place, you should not be very itchy ear to hear what some person is going to say that you don't know. You say, this person does this, this, this. So you are going to see the person. No, you must be careful. Because there are lots of things that are happening today. You almost would not believe it. So when I meet people who just stop me on the roadside and say, I want to tell you something, nope. Okay, you want to say it, that's okay, but many times I don't even want to listen actively. Like active listening, where I'm blown and, you know, giving away. And even when I'm listening, I'm trying to digress with God's word because I should be following keenly. The moment I see that there's something that's not God's word, it exposes it. So the believer ought to know the Spirit of God. And to be led by the Spirit of God. And that's what I'm teaching you. You will always find the women falling for this. They know one prophet here. They know one apostle here. They say we should drink one drink here. Should buy one thing here. Should do one thing this, do that. And I'm not against any of those things because I'm a prophet and I understand what it means to give a prophetic instruction. And I'm giving people prophetic instructions. I was telling someone that Jesus did the same. But when we find that become a consistent thing to extend where people are selling things, people are selling this, I'm telling you the truth. It is not of God. It is not of God. So where it becomes, you know, a merchandising scheme, it cannot be of God. We saw that there was a time when Jesus told the guy to go bath in the sea. That's okay. It's just we don't see that time. We saw him another time where he spits into sun. He mends the sun together. He puts it in the man's eye. There's an eye socket. But we don't see that become a ministry of Jesus. We don't see Jesus every time giving people water, giving people drink. I don't know how I got here, but I believe it's still the Spirit leading. It's still the same. I'm coming to where I'm coming to. Giving people water, giving people this, giving people that. Doing this, doing that, doing this, go and do this, go and tie this thing here, wake up around this time, go and do this, mix this with this, drink it for this days, do that, do this. You must be careful. Be careful. Right? And that's why you'll have to be led by God's Spirit. You'll have to know God. You'll have to grow in the leading of the things of the Spirit of God. I saw a situation, and there was this innocent girl was told by a prophet to go bath somewhere, come somewhere, and it wasn't good to hear. So be careful of the things that you expose yourself to and the things that you agree to. If at any time I met anybody I disciple, right? And God gave me the opportunity to choose a disciple telling me something and some other spooky person telling me something, I'll choose the disciple. I don't need anything spooky to make confirmations for me. So we're going to learn to trust the Spirit of God. We're going to learn to trust the Spirit of God. Now, I'm also not saying that you cannot receive from other people. No, I'm just saying that in receiving from spooky and some sources, you must be careful. Don't be very jittery too. Ask somebody to prophesy to you, some prophet somewhere. Don't do that. Don't do that. Some prophet to prophesy. Oh, prophesy to me. Isn't the Spirit of God in our midst enough? Now, again, I'm not saying you cannot receive from external sources. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that God will always use the channel. It's a channel. He would use other believers. Spirit-filled ones, of course. He would use the ministry of a prophet. But at least that will be a prophet under something that is very clean, clear. Somebody who understands the word of God. Somebody who can flow in the things of truth. So anytime you meet sources that are very questionable, you must watch it out. Yeah? So you're going to know the leading of God's Spirit yourself. Know the leading of God's Spirit yourself. You're going to know the leading of God's Spirit yourself. That's why I encourage you all. You should be able to call a brother and say, let's pray in the Spirit. Minister to me. Let's minister one to another. Let's minister to ourselves. We have this as a culture here. I said, call somebody. Say, oh, let's minister. Let's minister. So that you can be blessed of yourself, that you know yourselves. You can receive one from another. Rather than waiting for some spooky prophet in a red suit, in a blue, black shoe to come and tell you something. You see, sometimes people never listen. Not you in Jesus' name. But you see, if I know this very well, I know this about the pastoral ministry. Any pastor you submit to, I'm telling you, God makes him a prophet over you. I see how people miss it. They want to always have you say, I see in the realm of the spirit, or I see. No, when you do that, you miss out on God's instructions for you. Your pastor's counsels, your pastor's, you know, instructions, your pastor's, even, you know, the suggestions. Oh boy, I know this too well. So you don't need anything. Believers are there. You have the Spirit of God. Other people who bless you. So you're going to know the Spirit of God. Know the leading of the Spirit. If you know those who are close to me, you know very well that I'm not moved by visions and dreams and all of that. Sometimes somebody will be telling me something, I'm sure they're thinking I should be excited or anything. I just tell them, you know, God's going to do it. Let's just face our work. Let's keep at it. It's going to happen eventually. I keep them. But they are not a distraction. So that I'm going around looking for words. Going around looking for some prophet to prophesy for me. Or prophesy to me. Prophesy on me. No, that's been too desperate. Have composure in the things of the Spirit. Right? So you're going to learn to not be gallivanting around, moving around, seeking other words to hear. You jump from one place to the other, one center to the other, one this to that, one this to here to there. Oh. One direction to another direction, one this to another. They said we should bring this, so we should bring apple oil, we should bring this handkerchief apron, we should bring this, today is water, this, tomorrow, and you are busy following. I'm hoping there's nobody here like that. Busy following. No. You see? Yes. So you ought to be careful. Ought to be careful. Don't be too desperate for things. Don't find yourself in desperation. It has a miracle this because you move from one place to the other, moving to see one person. Me, I'm not a desperate person. If you know me very well, you know that I'm not desperate. There's not a bit of a desperation in me. If God can do it, I will never do it myself. That's what I've told you people. If God cannot raise us as a ministry, then we'll just be there. We are not going to use any dubious means. We are not going to use any. We are going to use the same discipleship, evangelism, preaching, teaching the things of. You can't use that one. Let's just go and sleep. Let's go and sleep. Yeah, we can't use it. There's no need. Because that's what He's giving us in His Word. And praise God that God is faithful. So He will use it. So don't be desperate. Don't be desperate. Don't be desperate. You're going to be confident. Say, do you hear from God? Yes, I hear from God. Can you speak to me? What is He saying right? Can you tell me what He's saying right now? Yes, I can. I can tell you. I even see right now. Say, must you fast and pray? Nope, not about fasting and prayer. Right here, without fasting and prayer, I can see, I can hear, I can know, I can do everything. Yes. know, there's a death that God delights in. Yes. He does not delight in the death of the sinner. But there's a death, I'll tell you, maybe not now. If it means that you should take any other means, you should go and see any other person, go and see some God, then choose to die. Yes. Yes. If it means that you should go and see somebody, then you should not. And you know something? You will not die. Because the word of God will not fail. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Not that you're even going to die. You will not die because the word of God will not fail. But sometimes we are afraid so much of something and then we go in for another thing and then you see that it's not the way it's supposed to go. So the word of God is trustable. And that's what I'm going to teach you this whole week. Right? How to save and to keep the word in your heart. That you will not falter at life's situations. Every time a situation comes, you will stay in that word. And say, your word have I hidden in my heart. That I may not sin against you. That I may not stumble in my path. I told you that the word is a living person. He has hands. He can stretch forth his hands. He can speak. He can see. So, this 5 p.m. session, we're going to be looking at meditation. And let me say this, I believe. I agree 100%. If you can do what I'm telling you, you will figure out. I don't like to say this, but I have to say it the way I want to say it. It is 3 times more effective than hollering and shouting and screaming, which I've taught you to. You see that? God is going to make you a very fierce servant of God. A very fierce servant of God. Fierce. You'll be fierce. Yes. Because you use all the available mechanisms. You use the hollering. You use the meditation, you use the praise, you use all the mechanisms, all of them. So it's like when one feels like the it's not breathing, you switch to the other. And as you do this, you're going to find yourself become effective in the things of God. So this week, we're just going to be looking at meditation, right? And I'm telling you that this 5 p.m. session, if you're able to do it, you're stepping into something beautiful. And I'll teach you how to practically do it in these sessions. It will be practical. I'll teach you how to do it. I'll show you how you can do it, how you can go about it, and how you can see results. So this week we're going to look at meditation. This is how I believe that we will start this tomorrow. And so this is how we just zoom in on what we're going to start tomorrow, which is also how you can renew your mind, remember, so that you will be able to prove what is acceptable, what is a good, what is the perfect will of God. You'll be able to know. You'll be able to prove it. Right? You'll be able to follow the inward witness clearly without any, distractions. I see God raising mighty people in this place. Mighty people. Mighty people in this place. You'll be mighty. Your work will grow.
Amen.
Your effectiveness will be better. You'll become more effective. You become more effective.
Amen.
You become more effective. Jesus.
Amen.
Father, thank you. And we thank you for what you're doing in our midst. Thank you for clarity into your word. It's touching what we're going to be discussing this week.
Amen.
Your word will become our delight. From this week onwards, there will be a delight on our hearts. You know, there are people telling me that, Pastor, I want to learn scriptures, but I never seem to remember. I'm going to show you how. You don't even need to commit it to memory. I'm telling you, I'm going to teach you how. You don't need to commit it to memory. Well, there are times where you need to commit it to memory, but what I'm going to teach you is not about committing it to memory. You'll be shocked when you stand somewhere, it will pop out of you like that. I told you the word has mouths, it can speak. Yeah, before you realize you have quoted a scripture, before you realize you have quoted another one. Yeah, you didn't chew it. Yes. You've hidden it in your heart. So you see that in situations, you see the word rise up out of you. It rises up out of you. It becomes living and active. Hebrews 4:12 becomes living and active. It becomes powerful. It becomes quick. Yes. That's how you become effective. And your words are going to carry life.
Amen.
Yeah. Your discipleship, your word will start to burn. They will start to come.
Amen.
Yes. So I'm going to teach you
Amen. This.
Are you glad? Are you excited?
Yes, glory. Oh,
yes, glory to God.
Glory.
Okay, so our time is up. We're going to continue tomorrow. Don't miss it. Listen, plug in, pray, and then I'll get into teaching this very key and essential need. And you know something? You will not only... There are many things I'll just get to talk about. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for clarity into your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that this week and beyond, till, your word is becoming a delight to our hearts. We hide it, that we will walk in your statuses. Yeah. And we will not sin against you. We will not flout. We will not be disobedient. In Jesus' name. And with this will come great increase and multiplicity in every facet of our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Right, so our time is up. And then we'll get to talk. See you this evening at 10 p.m. I'll be introducing something again at 10 p.m. So we're going to have beautiful times and beautiful moments. Now the pasture is going to be a lot. You're just going to be receiving and growing. It's more, right? So we will have more. We'll have more.